Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is Lisa of Lisa's Humane Life. I almost wasn't going to open, so I'm about 45 minutes late. I went ahead and opened the room anyway if anyone wants to call in. I'm a targeted individual. My real name is Chris. I was married to George. This New World Order basically murdered my husband on the job, and they are cowards. Because they told him to turn the equipment off, and they took off running. Supervisors were on the job. Next thing I know, it was followed dark cars, dark windows. And before long, I had AI and trained people on me. I had shock trauma before he was even pronounced dead. And I can go back now, and I can pin why everyone acted so strangely. Several times my life was in danger. They tried to kill me. I watched this AI Skynet system take control of neighbors whom prior for years, just always friendly, suddenly they turned against me and they tried to kill me with a shotgun. Thank God good cops were standing there and knew of me. And they all knew I was a widow, that even prior, I didn't do anything. I was just out with my husband or a relative and for years. And they whispered in my ear and told me that they called a cop from that overrode them in a dark outfit, showed up from a different area. And that's when things got really scary. And and then there were times, you know, things put in my tires. I almost died when my car spun 7 times on a 5-6 lane highway. And 4 trucks barreling down at me. But throughout the whole thing, it was right near the end when I was prepared to go in for court settlement, which everyone that I spoke with knew I was going to say no. I wanted inside court, win or lose, and I was promised 2 weeks, and that was robbed of me. And that's when some 2 unknowns came over my internet and asked me, what did I think of 9/11? And they threw it into Google. That's when the targeting really took on a new turn, because I was on the verge of winning astronomical amounts from Bethlehem Steel Sparrows Point, whom I have since learned went straight through Wall Street and straight up probably Bush/Rothschilds. It's all covered, protected by secret societies, which is a cover for secret, intelligence. As a targeted individual, I have done my homework, and there's others as well. And I realize that this is DARPA, my labs. This is, I've had to endure horrendous abuse from frequent gang stalking, electromagnetic harassment, that's all the time. They hid inside my home all the time, my walls, my windows, my electrical outlets, every appliance that I have. Just 24/7, I don't know how I make it through the day. Psychic attacks, which I would call synthetic thoughts, always put into my head. It's disgusting, despicable, and heinous. There's a satanic coven or covens. I've had people do rituals behind my home. I don't know if they're controlled by AI, but there's a good chance it is. You know, they gave too much power to this super quantum computer. We've been sold out by high-level tech personnel and our intelligence, and that goes straight up to the elite and the powers that should not be. I might have been abducted as a teenager. I'm not sure. And I didn't sleep in my room for years after numerous things that happened up there. One was someone tried to actually steal my body, my soul, out of my body twice. And my life at that point on, it just was, it took on a super strangeness of its own. There are people out here that do talk about strange things and know about AI. And when they hear my story, even a tenth of it, yeah, they, even they're like, geez, this is bizarre. You know, but you wouldn't know that in 2006, I achieved Phi Theta Kappa 3 years straight, deans and honors. And I even watched people at college, including professors, turn strange. They even put a, they took a plastic bin and put 40 knives in it with all the knives sticking up with my genealogical papers on top of it. Now, and college papers, knowing I was going to, that would have been important to me. And had I grabbed them papers, those knives would have went up in me. I've since learned that this AI can go up into a time, future time thing and come back for 30 minutes or more. That explains. I'm going to disagree with someone because something told me that my husband was going to die 6 months prior. You know, this is so advanced. I don't pretend to know a whole lot about technology over in my lifetime, but I'm no dummy either. And this is just warped. This DARPA, my labs. They're treating people like they're dogs, less than dogs. I don't approve of it. I'm an American. My money and my late husband's money and my family's monies went into it. They destroyed my family and they're destroying many others. And it appears that the way they abuse human beings in my labs, and yes, doctors on the outside are involved in it, I've had the misfortune of having one do a surgery on me. And I've had the misfortune of being around these MyLab CIAers. And they're not from this world. You know, I don't know if they got synthetics shot into them. You know, what they go through is so heinous. It leaves you speechless. And when you realize that many of your senators signed on for this, that this is how they make all their money. I'm from up around D.C., and when I was growing up, it was an okay place. I enjoyed going to the museums and what have you, but in the last few years, I had to drive up through there, and they actually had big wheelers, truck wheelers, whatever you call them, 18-wheelers, come at me right to my rear end, like, you know, with a huge drone on the side and a helicopter following me all the way up the highway. That was 95. You know, you have to think, who enjoys torture? As doctors are involved in this and shrinks. They're making, there's two of them that are making $81 million a year. Who in the, how did they get away with all this? I researched this and I don't get it. You know, all the hundreds of thousands of government employees, all the intel, all of them, they couldn't band together and had done something? This is worse than heinous. If you go to Out of This World's outofthisworldx.wordpress.com and in the search box do a super soldier gatekeeper kind of search, or you can go over to YouTube and do a search for My Labs, who are those responsible. It is, you know, and I know the guy doing it and I feel so sorry for him. He literally escaped from there. He was an employee, and he was a low level, and he didn't have to sign any release papers or something. He got out, and he's a target. This place is, they enjoy torture, it says, for one reason only, control. These people's minds are, the ones doing this are, yeah, I'm at a loss for words. They're nuts. And this is going on our military bases. Of course, they're all underground now. This is super dark ops. And quite frankly, over the years, I noticed that our military had taken a turn for the worse. I'm pretty good at reading people. And it's like, you know, I don't know what to say. It's really low class. I mean, really low. I've seen you know, even some of these generals, I'm like, you know, I guess they joined and showed up and was a yes sir man. I guess. It's filthy. It's like a rip, torture, sex, and these are, you know, I'm going to tell you, it's all of them. It's not just the lower level people. It's all the, you know, the top of them. I know, I've seen photos. The insider sent it to me. It's sick. This explains why this computer, and I'm not the only one, this AI, puts dirty thoughts into my head all the time. You know, I'm like embarrassed to even undress while I'm being attacked physically. So I'm online trying to find a definitive reason. And the only thing I can come up with are seemingly credible people discussing at a podium aliens connected to this. Pictures show humans, but they're talking about, and I know there's shells and all that, But I, you know, at the same time, I think some of them, I don't know, some of them you can tell, at the very least, they believe in what they're saying. I'm still trying to figure out at the same time how the Nazis infiltrated World War II. And when I say they infiltrated, I mean, Bush went on to be president, senior. I don't even like that title on him, the old bastard, because he's a pedophile raping psychotic nut as well. And he seems to be possessed. His son, the junior, these people generationally rape and sodomize their children and torture them like hell, their minds and bodies, starting at like 2. And then there's these secret space programs, and they're claiming from Veterans Today and various others that some of them have been taken over by an international Zionist cabal. And I understand that's what's taken over this country, too. Of course, they ought to go back to the Nazis. World War II. You know, when you find out that your presidents were Nazi-born, they didn't tell anybody. Yeah, no wonder he said if the American people found out what he did, you know, they'd string him up to the first light pole. Yep, you're right. I'm not a violent person, but I would. You know, I'm starting to wonder if these gang stalkers aren't my lab, because there's something strange about them. There's even over there base projects. You can listen. They interview a lot of people, and they really do discern, and they're trying to figure out, you know, are these people telling the truth? Because they said they can be mind-controlled to sit there and, you know, psyop. You know, this mind control, it's demonic, it's evil. And it goes way back in time. And I'm trying to figure out why any damn body would want to, number one, control anyone else, much less their minds. It's the most heinous act someone can do. In the U.S., we have no privacy. This AI system that DARPA and them are running, the military, they're watching everything we're doing. Now, it's just imagine every surveillance camera that you see, it's going in and just taking millions of pixels off your face. How many pixels do you need? Why would you want to? The only, you know, what, and I'm listening to a Sergeant McBowen, who supposedly, I think he was born down there in the undergrounds, CIA, and he got out. He used to he was wearing a bulletproof vest while they were giving him interviews. He seems extremely intelligent. I mean, extremely. So it makes me wonder, was he raised down there? Because, I mean, this guy's got the command of the, you know, terminology. His vocabulary's unreal. I almost feel like something's telling him what to say. This AI, he knows an awful lot about it. It might be. Because that's exactly what kind of research they're doing. Now, if you want less than 500 million people and you want this AI system to run your world, do these people have any, you know, do they have any intelligence to them at all? They're millionaires, multi-million and billionaires. And I'm trying to understand, you know, if you look at their photos, like the Rothschilds at their parties, they're whacked. This is going to be a whacked world when we're gone. Of course, we'll be gone. But this explains all the strange behavior. What's going on? And a good site to go to is whatshasbeenhappening.com. It's Mike Basario, and he was invited to join the Freemasons when he realized they were really satanic and Luciferian, and the agendas that they had on the American people. He got the hell out. Tours, lectures, the fines were free. What's going on? He's got three part video series, and it covers a lot of who's targeting us, these intelligence ops for the elite, our so-called politicians. We've been sold down the river bad. I was sitting here, I wasn't going to call in, and I got shot at. Well, a gang stalker flew by. The gang stalkers are not in control. They're on computers. A computer. The Zionists, this is an international Zionist cabal. Hardened criminals. Worse than a mob. And they're running some of these secret space programs. Supposedly they've infiltrated, taken over. I say there's Nazi elements to it. And the Bushes and them are Nazis. And they have an occult background. How did the one-time upstanding USA become our presidents are Nazis, rapists, murderers, pedophiles, body snatchers, kidnappers? How did that happen? Drug addicts, drug pushers. Serial hit job murderers, talking anywhere from Bush to the Clintons. And it seems like Obama's the same way. I got so sick of it. Between the Bushes and the Clintons, it comes to Obama, I don't pay any mind anymore. They're all one and the same. It's obvious Obama's not who he says he is either. It's a mess. And now the latest news is that they're going to use the shooting, the latest shooting, which is phony as hell. They're going to use that. They're determined to get the guns because of what's about to happen. They won't, we're supposed to go to our deaths quietly, just die in place. That's all I keep hearing. I used to try to wake people up, and I got tired of it. Most do not know. They don't see chemtrails. When you got the majority of the population who doesn't even see chemtrails with huge X marks over them. Now, I know that from all the smart dust, God knows how many tons and tons and tons have been sprayed all over us. Tons and tons. They're 3D in everybody. And they're sitting up in DARPA having a good time puppeteering. How did these people, the only thing I can figure is that they're so corrupt. So, that many people, so corrupt. These secret societies sworn to secrecy. People I've heard wanted to speak out, but they were afraid of being killed. And, of course, their children and grandchildren and whomever. It's just a shame that there weren't a group of people for the last 60-some years, there weren't a group of Americans, heroes, that would have figured out what they could have done. It's a shame. This AI is a terminator. It's turned most of us into cyborgs because of all these nanoparticulates and the Morgellons. That's a nightmare. Excuse me. And robots under your skin crawling around. These Morgellons, people I know, they look at them under the microscope, and they actually have they're shaped. different shapes, and they have the lab numbers, and then they'll have statements on it. Some will say DARPA and other names. And, of course, they're all heavily harassed, gang-stalked, or harassed, government-harassed. Our cops are federal now, under federal rule. They're not supposed to say anything. When I watched Mr. LaVoy, the way they murdered him and with a drone over him, it was like something out of a CGI thing. I used to work in graphics, so I had a little bit of an eye for that. And most of the time, I can tell if it's a fake or not, just intuitively. You know, so I'm a 9/11 truther, and I hate Bush, the Antichrist. That all happened after someone put in there, what do I think of 9/11? And, of course, throwing it into Google. Well, next thing I know, I got the NSA all over me and DARPA and their AI. I can tell some days if I pay any attention, my neighbors are controlled. While Planet X systems right over their heads. They have shot such painful weapons into me. I do not know how I'm still here. I had surgeons tell me that I had not done what I was supposed to do yet, apparently. And my surgeon, he did a lot for me. He even came in and said, you got to tell us what really happened. And I knew, being on less than 40% chance of life, you know, it wouldn't have mattered for me. That's just me. I grew up where, you know, most people believed that if you knew me, you knew that what I was telling you was true. I was never bullshitted, never. I never lied. I kept my word. I was known for keeping secrets and integrity. I was born with integrity. Most TIs have integrity. That's one of the things they cannot stand about us, according to insiders. And one of the targeting directly targets your integrity. And it does. These people want to control. I do everything I can to go against the grain. That's just me. But there's been times when I'm tired. I'm going to say that these are, and I've said it before, you can call them anything you want, but, you know, I'm guessing they've been here forever. This has been going, you know, why they're having such a great time at end times. And it's just their time to publicly rule, although they're doing it covertly. I'm still waiting for someone to bust the doors down. When I go out in public, nobody bothers me like they did, although they do, and they have. You know, it's just me, but I started walking into the wind, so to speak. I didn't have a choice. I had nobody to go to. They love that. You know, you can't spell coward enough, and the lack of integrity is bizarre. People think, well, a lot of people are saying, you know, they're not human, what's being done. It's probably because it's not. We're dealing with an artificial intelligent, super advanced computer system. And they did use this with the pyramids and the ley lines. Excuse me. So, you know, it makes me wonder, they swear they have aliens. I mean, I'm losing track how many are out there, and yet the others say it's an alien agenda. Could be. Either way, they're extremely advanced. It's been well thought out. My research, this goes way back. Brzezinski, you know, there's others. I can't think of his name. Even Biden is in North Carolina as... and there's a link, if you check it out. You can look for any Freemason site in your state? Well, I looked in the state of North Carolina, and it was blue dots everywhere. The blue dots standing for a Freemason site. They were everywhere. I took a look at the people, and they were, I'm just going to say, they probably don't know. And they're probably controlled at times. Who knows? Because I'm ready to, you know, follow them. I did follow one of them recently, but he knew which road to go, where I split and I lost them. Termin. And I did that in Florida, and I lost a Termin. You know, for this to be done, and I'm sure I'm not the only victim that's saying, you know, somebody pry my cold hands off of their neck. Which is what they tried to mind control me to do to my 80-some-year-old relative. Which I did not. They've killed my pets, which is my family. The only thing good is that I know that they can do a lot of things. Right down, beam right down into your hologramming, right down into your home. They can hologram a black shadow person, Alien Gray or Ryan Gray, whatever. They can do all that. And it looks real. Yeah, they did all this on our money. So not only are they psyoping us and controlling everybody's mind satanically, that's going into God's book of life, in my opinion. And there's others that wrote about this in the 1990s, said the same. And I can't walk right like I used to. It's not normal. It's because we're on a computer. So if you're getting vertigo, you feel like your steps just aren't in tune anymore, you're on an AI computer. I'm sorry to tell you that. I don't like it any more than you. What they shot into me down in Florida, and that was AI probably running the whole series. I'll never forget it. That was heinous. And then I crawled around on the floor for 4 months. So I'm a national security risk because national security has and all was created. Nobody's, not even a senator can go in and ask. Nobody can find out anything about the NSA. Can do whatever the hell they want. And they did. They're doing, they're part of this, CIA, NSA, human map terraining, under the Wilcox kill chain list. They want to get rid of us, all of us. They want every one of us dead and gone. They can't stand us. They think we're cattle, less than cattle. We're useless eaters. You ought to take a look at them. And, you know, I don't understand what's with most Americans who think that it's okay to torture. And if you think it's not, you're a liberal. Well, damn it, then call me a liberal. Liberal like Christ. There's a website called that. I relate with that. I'm both. You know, I never was anything. That's just me. And I think most TIs, I think we are all that's left that where they couldn't. We were not a part of the grid. We were not a part of their matrix yet for whatever reason. We were moving on, critical thinking, whatever. We were doing our thing. We were working our way into a career or whatever. We were not controllable. We had integrity. Integrity, where, you know, integrity is when you stand before a jury and they know you're telling the truth. This took away my spirituality, my way of being. I speak with a plastic, half my mouth is plastic, so excuse me if I don't speak properly. They shot my teeth out while driving. My God, see, was it this morning and yesterday morning? I mean, they shot everywhere on me, including straight in through my eyes. They shoot up my rectum, in and out of my vagina. These are private things to me. Like, you have to say this. If it were me, I would burn down wherever this damn computer system is. It's just me. I'd shut it down. And this thing will attack for that. I don't care. It comes a time when you got to stand up and expose Ephesians. You got to say what you got to say, just like the Gnostics did. And the victims of the Holocaust. And I do not think they're going to hell because they got the mark of the beast. They're victims. My God, they're victims. Now, if you agree to it with, you know, your mind to you, yeah, that's different. Yeah, and you know what you're doing? You know, I mean, do they say, here's what's going to happen? Because what I understand, everybody underground, and they all went underground in March 2013, leaving all of us up above ground to deal with Hercules, Planet X system, the Destroyer, the Frightener. We're going to have to deal with that by ourselves. Every day I'm shocked we're still here, and I'm terrified of it. Gee, rightfully so. It'd be abnormal if you weren't. And I got to deal with satellites all over my body, shooting beam weapons, stealth radar, these nano sensors, my legs. I'm sitting outside on the porch with my dog for the first time just to sit. And I'm getting shot at everywhere where these Mylabbers are zooming by. And Veterans Day claims that there are deep, dark, they've got clearances for very deep black projects and that they're watching them. I don't understand why they can't stop them. What are they waiting for? Planet X is going to hit soon. You know, they probably don't even know who to trust. What they said on their site is that they don't get any more state protection. How did the Bushes and them get away with this? How did they get away with this? Hoax of the century. Hoaxofthecentury.com. I just don't believe there was that many good, evil people in America. So they screwed up my whole life. And I think they know that if I get one of them around me, I don't care how big they are. See, I grew up in Baltimore, Maryland. I was a very pretty teenager, but it was sink or swim. My grandparents had no choice. It's time to stop talking church. They had to teach me how to fight. I'm glad that they did. Everybody used to come to me when they got in trouble. Help, help. That was me. I was the peacemaker. So was my husband. And both of us could defend ourselves if need be. We were people. He was a guy of few words. If you met him, 9 out of 10, you liked him. And that was it. You always did. You respected him. Then there was a very small percentage, just like with me. They were wannabes and they couldn't. They were always trying to coax us on. You know? You know, they murdered my husband. But these people don't care. They murdered her grandmother and rape her at the same time. Try to bring her back to life and do it again. I'm not kidding. They're high treasonous traitors. And I just read where most of those that come in these chat rooms that these mind control agents, if you're a woman and they're harassing you, more than likely it's a woman. The ones that come right out and sucker punch, they're probably a guy. But I'm starting, you know, I've never thought of that before. If you're a female listening and you're one of them, what corner would you like me to meet you at? I'll be the last one you'll fuck with, you hear? I'm not kidding. When I was a teenager, I took a military guy out. He was still in his uniform. Big guy. Bobby. He beat the hell out of my little brother and his little friend, robbed them blind. Two guys, him and another big guy, just got out of the military. They were still in their uniforms. They laughed. They thought it was funny. And I went all over the neighborhood. People were determined to find me. And when I was done with him, he was sitting on a curb spitting blood out. He threatened to go home and get his father after me with a gun. Yeah, I guess because you have a reason to fight. You know what I mean? There's a good reason, right and wrong. But this is, you know, there's something sick with these people. The ones that these doctors, how did these doctors get away with this Mengele mentality? What's wrong? You know, I used to be really good at figuring it out psych-wise. I can't for the life of me figure out how anybody would want to torture to control somebody and destroy their lives and degrade and demean and demoralize while beam weaponing them to death. Is everybody on this AI? I know Alfred Webbery says it's massive mind control. How massive is it? How long has, you know, and did the Nazis, see, the U.S. made a deal with the Nazis. They were afraid of the Nazis because they had all this high-tech technology that they got from, what I understand, the records of the ancient records. See, I'm trying to figure out why Tesla had to research all that. If they were fallen ones, they wouldn't have had to. And if I hear one more person on these videos say that these so-called aliens or fallen ones or whatever you want to call them have a law they live by, I don't want to hear it anymore. They're lawless. They are lawless. They're to turn this on people. Just that I'm at a loss for words. I really am. That they, you know, did they turn it on so high that it started turning on them, or were they always, you know? I'm trying to understand this. They really are possessed with demons. Because there's part of me that really thinks this is all a big hoax. They want us to think it. Because we're dealing with people whose minds are, they should all be in prison a long time. Well, I definitely will be here tomorrow night. I'm tired tonight. I didn't get any sleep. I've been attacked really bad. Every time I try to fall asleep, I am attacked really bad. And I'm tired. I'm worn out. I'm like others. I've seen others say they don't know how much longer they're going to be here. I feel the same way. So it's probably best that I'll stay on here when I'm this tired, because I don't speak the way I should. I'm angry. I'll be back tomorrow night. But regarding these holograms, you know, trying to understand, are they real? Is it a real spiritual world? Or is it just holograms? You see, I do believe in that the Anunnaki were here. There's too much proof. And they were reptilian. And the only thing I can figure is that their genetic pool went south. Went really bad. And if there's any insiders that supposedly are similar, you know, Draco or whatever, I'm trying to understand why this government would fear them, the so-called powerful USA, any more than the Nazis. My uncles fought them in the war, Navy and Air Force, and I think the other one was, darn, I can't remember. There were three of them, and they would roll over if they knew. I think low level Freemasons most do not have a clue. I think they really think they're doing good. I hate to tell you, you're not. You've given them more power. It's time that pyramid comes down and somebody needs to do something with these towers and these satellites, UAVs, drones. You know, what kind of world is this now? Have you know, those that ignore the past are doomed to repeat it. That's why people like Enoch left behind warnings. Of course, it was hidden. And I'm just trying to figure out, was life worth it for those that did this? You know, was it really worth it? Because I'm betting that the more money they have doesn't mean they don't have any issues. God knows they do. Maybe they just don't know it. Or maybe they're just so lavishly rich, you know, that over the, in their lifetime, they just found other things to do, which is deep occult. And I have a feeling they're probably all controlled by these, I think, the intelligence ops. I think it's these agents that have taken control. That's what I think. And they're out of control. Well, this is Chris. I go by Lisa. I was married to George. And I didn't think I'd spend my last years in this world going through this. So with that, I'll say goodnight.